I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah. We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC. KC, D-Lo, we got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, D-Lo, we your number one spot, we your number one spot for some sports, huh, got the city going crazy when we work, huh, we top two, but we ain't two, we in first, huh, and when you need the real, we is who you search, huh, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, we your number one spot.
Now Mike's I'm on here. Hey, yes, sir.
It's
yes,
all good because I heard the air horn, so it didn't sound weird at all.
Yes, sir. More air horns for the mic being on right now. Welcome, everybody. D-Lo and KC on this Monday, August 18th. D-Lo, champagneing and campaigning. He's on an island somewhere. He's got a nice little beverage with him somewhere. You know what I'm saying? He's just maxing and relaxing. So I got my guy, Kyle Mattson. Yep. You're rocking with me all 4 hours. Kyle Mattson rocking with your boy, man. Come on now.
Can I tell you how nice it was having my alarm go off at 7 a.m. today?
It was a good look, huh?
It was really nice.
It was a good look. My alarm went off at 6:30.
And I had that's right. Twice. Oh, dang.
Yeah.
I'm not a real man today.
You're not a real man.
Dang. All right, 6:29 tomorrow.
Yeah, wait, man, is it 6:30 is the cutoff? Or was
no,
it
it's 6 o'clock. I'm still not a real man because it's only 6:30.
Oh, 6 o'clock?
Yeah, 6 o'clock.
What if you wake up before? What if you wake up before 6 and then go back to sleep like 20 minutes later.
Oh, my cats did wake me up at 4:55 because their door got blown closed by the wind last night. I had to open their door. Yeah, my cats have their own room.
If I wake up before 6 and get a glass of water then go back to bed, am I still a real man?
You're a real man.
At that point, I'm taking a nap.
And you're hydrated.
Kyle's a real man. Kyle's a real man.
Well,
you know, he woke up before something.
I got to wake up, feed my cats. For sure.
He's a real man. Hey, shout out to Damon. He's not here today.
The ultimate needle mover.
It's your boy, Kenny Caraway. Yes, sir.
Acknowledge me.
We got my man, Jesse, behind the booth.
What are you doing with him?
And we got my main man, Kyle Mattson.
Stop asking me stupid questions.
That's a good one. I like that one.
We're live from...
from the worst slums of Sacramento.
Well, see, this is the new one. This is the new one for Kyle. Kyle Mattson.
Stop asking me stupid questions.
Come on, man.
Feels right.
Don't ask him no questions. Know your role. We've got great Monday show lined up for you. We're going to talk about the Niners and the Raiders and their preseason game. Week 2 that took place on Saturday afternoon.
Jake Moody's back. We'll talk about that.
Bro.
All right.
Hey.
All right, man.
Oh, you guys aren't bought in?
Well, no, I mean, I think we're on two different. I think we're... All right,
buddy,
man.
Can I just go
blue? It's go blue, but damn.
No, it's not go blue. No, it's not, brother.
Oh, no.
He doesn't play for that school anymore.
It doesn't matter.
He doesn't play there anymore.
You want to play his fight song, Kenny?
It's ridiculous. When people are like, I get if you're a big fan of if you're a big fan of JJ McCarthy and you're a Niner fan and you just hate the Vikings, you're like, the hell with the Vikings because of a never get over what happened in 88. Then okay, fine. And you're like, you went to the Vikings. Dang, I'm mad about it. That sucks. I wanted to root for my guy somewhere else. I had that with Darren McFadden and Felix Jones. My grandfather was a big Razorbacks guy. So I grew up watching the Razorbacks. And Darren McFadden and Felix Jones are my dudes. Those guys went to the Raiders and the Cowboys. So it's like, oh, dang. But it also doesn't matter anymore.
No, like, it matters.
It doesn't.
It does matter. Kyle, what are we talking about?
They don't play for that school anymore.
Yeah, but they're always connected to that school.
So you love Nick Stauskas?
No, it's not go blue for him.
Why not?
See?
Because he's an idiot.
Fair enough.
Nick Stauskas, if he wasn't an idiot, him not getting it done with the Sacramento Kings wouldn't even matter. I'd still say go blue. But Nick Stauskas,
he's an idiot.
Yeah.
All right.
So it's not go blue for him. But Jake Moody hadn't gotten it done.
Well,
but it's still go blue for him.
I am very much anti preseason. I think preseason is stupid.
It's stupid for us.
I hate it. It's dumb to watch. The fact that they don't go to a running clock in the fourth quarter is ridiculous. Yeah. The pomp and the circumstance around it, and they're trying to make it a whole thing. Like, no, man, it's practice. They're practicing against each other. That's what we're doing here. Mm. But they got to make it games because they got to get tickets and they got to sell gates and food and drinks in the stadium. They got to be able to have something to play on NFL Network. Okay, whatever. But I do say I had two takeaways from the game on Saturday.
Okay.
That I think really matter. Because, for example, something I don't think matters is Chase Lucas. Chase Lucas playing as well as he has through the first couple of games, he's not going to start for the 49ers at cornerback. He might sneak onto the back of the roster as like a fifth or sixth defensive back because he contributes on special teams. That's it. That's the extent of it's not going to have anything to do with his preseason performance. But anyways, I think Jake Moody saved his career. I think Jake Moody dramatically altered the trajectory of his career. Now, is he ever going to be worth the 99th overall pick? I'm going to doubt that. A top 100 pick on a kicker is crazy. But when you look at the way he started his career down in Las Vegas, actually, oddly enough, missing two kicks in the preseason. And then his first game-winning try in Cleveland. Undefeated 49ers, Brock Purdy, Brandon Ayuk, get him in field goal range, line it up, miss.
I was at Fire Wings watching that game.
The next week. Oh, another time you were pissed off watching.
I got pissed off. I think the Eagles were about to lose. We could have had, bragging rights still being undefeated. Yeah. Man, they kicked that wide right. Man, get this guy out of here.
And then his next kick was early in that game against Minnesota the next week indoors in the dome, and he missed. Yeah. And then, good year the rest of the way, gets an extra point blocked in the Super Bowl that went to overtime. And then
put us up four.
And then the 2024 season last year, he had the worst field goal percentage for a kicker that kicked as many kicks as he did since 2012. Historically bad year.
Go blue.
There was never a chance. That's a great point. Go blue. There's never been a point where anybody could trust him. And then he misses that kick, the 53 yarder. Missed it badly. Was never close. Now I'm talking on Saturday against
Raiders. You see the guy curse him out and flick him off? Did you see that clip?
No, I didn't, but that's so funny.
That's what happened. Now he was in the crowd. They pan to him, and he says, "What the F?" and flicks him off like this.
Who among us, But then his next one, 26 yards, just snuck it inside the upright. It was like, this guy's career is over. He's going to miss any kick longer than like 35 yards. I have no confidence he's going to make it. And if he misses another one, I think he's gone. But then he drilled a 50-yarder. And in the fourth quarter, drilled a 44-yarder to tie it. He tied it twice with long field goals. And then won it with a 59-yarder. I think that sets him up with Kyle Shanahan in particular. And I think with himself to be like, all right, all that stuff's behind me. I've locked in. It was only preseason, so the win didn't count. But for Jake Moody, that very much counted. Because I think even from 59, if he misses, I very much think the 49ers are calling Greg Joseph up and they're like, hey, we need you back in camp. And I think that kicker battle, quote unquote, reopens. So I think this gives Jake Moody the first real foundation to have any kind of confidence than he's had since he's been in the league.
You make some great points.
Thank you.
You make some great points, but I'm not buying it. I'm not buying it. Now what you said, could be true. Uh-huh. This could be a turning point moment in his career. Maybe mm-hmm. he just becomes, you know, unbelievably consistent, and you know, this mm-hmm. was something that he had to get over the hump.
Yeah.
He's got that. If I'm Kyle Shanahan, I don't trust that yet.
Okay.
And whatever the kick, what would you say? That was a 40-yarder that just had no chance.
The one he missed
second quarter.
No, it was like 50. I might have my kicks messed up. He kicked a lot. He had a lot of field goal attempts.
Yeah, he didn't have a lot of PAT attempts, which was what I predicted in my prize picks.
Missed the
1.5. He only had one.
Oy, that's tough.
And went more.
Oof.
Damn. But anyway, at that moment, like, I was watching that game. I'm on a Southwest flight going to Arizona at the time. I'm watching.
You weren't on the PJ. That's crazy.
I don't have a PJ. That's why.
You let Damian borrow it.
No, I don't have one at all.
Mm-hmm.
Or access to one.
Sure.
This is crazy. But I'm watching the game, and I almost didn't even get mad that he misses. Like, did you expect anything different? Now, obviously, it's not like he misses every kick. But that's how I felt. There was a certain distance to that kick where I was like, he's not making this. And then he missed it, and I was like, I knew he wasn't making it. Like, it's fine. At that point, I was already like, yes, let's go ahead, open up that quarterback competition. Let's find somebody else. They may not even have, quote-unquote, the leg that Moody has, but I need consistency. I need to know if I'm Kyle Shanahan that if I get to the 30, I can tell Brock Purdy, look, we got points on the board.
Right,
just don't turn the ball over.
For sure.
You know what I mean? And I don't feel that way with Jake Moody.
That's fine.
John Poles says – he ain't had another 59-yard kick the rest of his career. That's not the point here, but was it a little shout out, little big league? Was it a seeing eye single performance from Jake Moody? Where it's like,
he missed
what he's supposed to, but can't expect it going forward.
He missed from 53 in the second quarter.
Now look, that one's not even that short. 59 yards. That's not a
59's a bomb.
Kick. Yeah,
but it's not even about. I agree with Jesse. It's not about if he's going to hit another 59-yarder. It's not like the Niners are going to go, oh wow, we're good to line up from 59 yards. It's just about making the kick. It could have been a 40-yard kick. It's just about in a situation with the game, even though the game didn't count, I got it. But we're talking about for Jake Moody, his career is very much on the line right now.
Right, there is a level of pressure for him in that particular moment. It's not for the team.
They spent a second roster spot in the offseason on a kicker. They don't do that. Kyle Shanahan doesn't want to worry about the kicker. Mm-hmm. He doesn't want to think about it. That's over here. The fact that they had to sign a second kicker, that they then had to watch alternate kicks to do a kicker battle in practice, that shows you where Jake Moody was. And I think if he had missed a second kick in that game, I very much think he either would have been out of there or the competition would have been back on.
Mm.
So for him, it's not about the distance of the kick. It's about he made a game-winning kick, mm-hmm. regardless of the setting. And again, I'm saying this in a vacuum. I don't typically put really any stock into the preseason. But for Jake Moody, a guy who just needed to hit a game winner, mm-hmm. needed to hit a high pressure kick. Because if he misses there, we as fans are going to go, okay, what, like, dang, that sucks. You're going to have your thoughts on Jake Moody, but the tie in that sense doesn't, like, it's a preseason result.
Mm-hmm.
But for his teammates, who all swarmed him and carried him off the field, they've been working their tails off. They want to win. Like, you're right. In a competition. So for those guys, you still want to win the game.
Right.
And I think that was a huge moment for him to finally give him some kind of foundation to start building off of, because I don't think he's had that foundation yet.
I hope you're right, because number one, go blue. Number two,
that's number one.
They're not in any particular order.
No, but, got it. Okay.
I'm like Kyle Shanahan. I don't want to have to worry about the kicker. I hope. Mm-hmm. I hope. Fine. Be good.
Yeah.
So we don't have to deal with this nonsense anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the deal. I just...
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You had to ask me today. I don't believe it. I don't believe that he's going to be the guy. What would you say the percentage is this time next year? Jake Moody's on the team and we're not talking about him as a kicker.
If Jake Moody is still on the team, we're not talking about him because it means he had an awesome year and the 49ers went great.
You're right.
Because if he's bad again, just to put into perspective how bad he, from 40 yards and out last year, he was 10 for 20.
Come on, man. Come on, man. Come on.
That's crazy.
40 yards is the new 25 yards.
Yeah, a guy lines up for a 40-yard field goal against your team, you're like, damn.
Yeah, it's a game winner here.
Right, right. So if he's on the team, it's because he was nails all year. If he's bad again or even shaky again, I wouldn't be surprised if they cut him midseason.
You're 100% correct. I asked the question wrong. My mistake.
Okay.
The end of the season, last game of the season, what do you think the percentages are that we're saying, well, at least kicking wasn't the issue this year?
Wasn't an issue this year.
Wasn't an issue, yeah. While you think about it, I would say I feel today that that is at like 35%.
35 is a good number. I was waffling between 30 and 40. 35 is a good number. Mm. And I want to make it really clear. I am not in the camp that it's also worth noting Jake Moody had a high ankle sprain last year that he came back from. But and they switched holders mid-year. This is a whole thing. But anyways.
After he missed those kicks.
Yeah, nobody cares. Rams. Make the damn kicks. Yeah, make the freaking kicks. Yeah. That's what matters, right? Mm. I don't think that all these issues are behind him necessarily. This is just the difference is, he has a foundation to build off of now. Does he build off of it? Mm-hmm. Don't know. But there's something there that you did it now.
Right.
Shouts to you. You made a big kick for in that moment was a big kick. Mm-hmm. The alternative is he misses that kick. And this show today is about how the 49ers need to or just cut Jake Moody.
Yes.
That's the difference here.
Yes.
And so when I talk about that being a big moment for him, the fact that there's even a 35% chance that we're not talking about him by the end of the year is dramatically different than had he missed even from 59. Mm. Because it wasn't about, like I said, it wasn't about the distance with him. It's like, dude, can you make a big kick?
Right.
Like, you supposedly got this big leg and all these nails and all this stuff. Like, you're never going to have to worry about him. He's so tough mentally. Like, all right, then show it. And he did. Like, salute. I thought there was no chance. You can ask my buddy Randy. I was watching the game with him. Salute to Randy and Lindsay. They came up for my birthday. We had a great time. Yeah. Bay FC soccer match. It was a blast.
Yeah.
But we're sitting there watching the game, and every time he rolled out to kick, I was like, I have no confidence he's going to make this. And he'd make it. That happened three times in the fourth quarter. He made three kicks, two game-tying kicks and a game winner. Mm-hmm. I was like, he's not making this. He's pushing this right. He's pulling this left. And he drilled all of them. I was like, all right, shut me up today.
Yeah.
But again, I think to your point, and maybe this is where I got overzealous, I do think to your point, he's going to have to continue to prove it.
Right.
It's not like he can miss a kick week one and everyone's going to be like, oh, it's fine. He had the game winner. Like, no, now he's got to go do it consistently. But I think there's some of the heat is off him right now.
And everything you're saying is spot on. Like, I agree with it. I just don't trust him.
That's fair.
I don't
is
trust
there,
him.
Okay, let me ask you this, because this is a theory I had coming out of last year. Will you ever trust him?
No.
Is there anything Jake Moody will ever be able to do where you're going to be like, I'm cool when Jake Moody goes out for a 50-yard game winner?
No, because he can start off the season 25 of 25, and I'm waiting for the other shoe to drop. Mm-hmm. I'm always waiting for the other shoe to drop with him.
Mm-hmm.
Now, to be fair with you, there was like Robbie Gould, who was like nails. There was a moment when I didn't trust him. Like, I was never, outside of PATs, I guess, I was never truly comfortable with Robbie Gould.
Really?
Yeah.
You know, he never missed a kick in the playoffs in his whole career?
I know.
That's crazy.
But that is crazy. But when he first, remember he held out or something, right? Something.
Yeah, they franchise tagged him.
Yeah, he was pissed. And he wanted money and all this other stuff. Yeah. And then I could have this wrong, but I think when he came back, he missed a couple kicks.
Yeah, he had a really bad start. That was the year that they kept changing long snappers.
Yeah.
And he missed seven kicks in the first 11 weeks or something.
Yeah,
crazy.
So I was like, bro, no, I don't trust this guy. And after that start, it felt like he never missed a kick again, to be honest with you. But I never felt comfortable with him. He missed the game winner against the Raiders on New Year's Day.
So that was that one. Weirdly enough, that was 2019 that he went 23 of 31. And then the 19 of 23, 20 of 23, 37 of 32, 27 of 32.
He got hurt that year,
pretty
too.
Solid. Yeah, he missed four games.
I remember at that Seahawks game Monday night where they were undefeated and lost. That was...
Hey, where Chase McLaughlin kicked the ball into the tunnel.
Bro, the worst. The worst field goal attempt I've ever seen in my life.
The tunnel is so far away from the goalpost. You got Jennifer Lee Chan, shout out to JLC, standing in their tunnel, filming this field goal, and you think like, oh, I'm in the tunnel, I'm safe.
Right.
You saw people clearing out. I said, oh my God.
So I went to that game as a member of the media. So you've got the view of being alongside the field, right? And I'll never forget, he kicks it, and immediately you hear this groan from the crowd. But you can't tell, like, where it's at, right? Like, you can after a while. But it's hard to tell, like, where the ball is at left and right-wise.
Mm-hmm.
And he kicks it, and I see the ball go, and it looks like I hear the groan. I'm like, oh, he missed that to the left. And I see the ball. So did the ball just go in the tunnel? And then I look up on the TV and I see the damn replay. I said, come on. Come on. He actually was like pretty good after that kick too. Is that when he won that? He made that kick, and that was, he followed that up by winning hitting the game tying one to go to overtime, didn't he?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he missed the one real bad, tied it in OT.
Or tied it to go to OT, I think.
Yeah, yes.
Because
the Seahawks
had a chance to win it with the first possession. That's when Dre Greenlaw picked Russell Wilson off.
Yeah, in the end zone.
Yeah,
and almost housed it.
Yeah, should have housed it. I thought he was going to house it. That was the moment. I hadn't been to a whole lot of 49ers games up to that point, but that was the moment. That game, that Monday night, that energy. I was like, "Hey, Levi's actually is kind of dope." Like Levi's was hopping night.
That was good.
In the loss.
Hey, is this the most Niners Seahawks game of all time? You know what? No, that's right. That was Jason Myers hit the 42-yarder at the buzzer in OT to win it for the Seahawks.
Yeah, he did.
Because the Niners didn't play for a tie.
Yeah.
They gave Seattle the ball back basically by trying to go for it on a fourth down instead of punting with like no time left.
Mm-hmm.
And Mike Florio flipped out that they didn't play for the tie and instead lost and moved to 8-1. No, check this out. This is the most Niners Seahawks game of all time. All right, so you have a Chase McLaughlin field goal and a Kendrick Bourne touchdown to put the Niners up 10-0 in a game that they lost. Like, of course, they were up on the Seahawks 10-0 and lost. You have a Jadeveon Clowney fumble return for a touchdown.
Yeah.
3-yard pass, 1-yard run. Seahawks up 21-10. Here's the fourth quarter scoring and OT. DeForest Buckner fumble return.
Yeah.
2-point conversion successful. Chase McLaughlin field goal. Jason Myers field goal. Chase McLaughlin field goal. Jason Myers field goal. You had a fumble return and 4 field goals in the fourth quarter.
That's crazy. I remember that Fred Warner knocked the ball loose.
Yeah.
Buckner picks it up, runs it into the end zone. We didn't know what was going on for a second.
Yeah.
And again, that only got them to like 3. They were down 3. But it gave the whole building life at that point. Yeah. That was a great game. They lost that game.
That was electric.
That was one of my favorite games I've ever attended in any sport.
That game, and then in week 3 that year.
Yeah, against the Steelers. I was at that game too.
They turned it over 5 times, and then Dante Pettis had the game winner. And Eric Armstead came through and had the strip late in the game where the Steelers were just going to run the clock out.
Yeah. That was when I first met Bonte and Butch.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You came over and did post-game with us.
You were there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was great.
Kyle, I'll never remember me.
I very much remember you. Damn. That's the reason. No, you. Hey, all right, fine. I'm going to take credit. I'm about to take credit for Kenny's career. So, no, but you were so good on those post-games that when they were putting this, when Danny, who was my boss at the time, he was the assistant brand manager at 95.7 when I was there.
Shout out Danny Fry.
And he was putting the show together, and he's like, because I had brought Damien up to him a while back, and they start this show. So he had reached out to Damien, and he goes, hey, can you come in here for a minute? Hey, what do you think of Kenny, the guy who's been on post game? It's like, oh, Kenny's great. Da, da, da. So of course I remember. Here's the other thing I remember. I did a post game with those guys on. Oh, gosh, I can't remember. It might have been the Seattle game. Because did you go over for the Seattle game?
I went over for the Steelers game. Seattle game, I had to go home.
Okay.
Because that was Monday night, and I was like, I got to get home. And I was depressed. They just lost.
It was one of those games in there, and I got on post game and didn't really say much. Mm-hmm. I just got on and was kind of like waffling and like fence sitting. And like, And Nahigian, or the brand manager, calls me into the office, and he's like, hey, if you're going to be on these post game, if you're going to do a segment on post game, I need you to bring it. Mm-hmm. I need you to say something. Like getting on there and telling us stats and, oh, you didn't think that this guy was too bad, or you thought like, eh, like, no, get on there and say something if you're going to do it. Mm-hmm. It's like, bad. So the next game I was at was that Packers game where they won 37-8.
Oh yeah.
Just mollywopped the Packers. And I'm on the way back. I'm walking out of the stadium. I'm walking over to the Hilton, and I'm thinking, I'm like, all right, I got all these takes. Like I've got myself all fired up for, you know, this very like Niners just won by a million.
Right.
This was great. Here's it. Da, 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 all this stuff. And I sit down and they start the segment, and Butch goes, I just don't know if Jimmy Garoppolo is the guy. Like, what? This is what we're doing today? So now I got to turn back into, what? No, that's crazy. Like, I just, oh, God, I'll never forget. Like, man, to hell with these guys.
That three-game stretch was as stressful as it gets for the regular season for me. Wasn't that by winning percent? Oh, no. Yeah. That three-game stretch was like the worst three-game stretch in the history of the NFL. They went Packers, Ravens, Saints. And they all were like
the Packers.
Packers were like 11-2.
Packers were 8-2.
8-2. Ravens were 9-1.
9-2.
Saints were 9-2 then, because that was for like the one seed. That last
Saints game. Were 10-2.
10-2. That was crazy. They got 2 of the 3.
And crazy.
They beat the Packers. I felt great. And then they lost to Baltimore. When they could have won that game too. And then
it could have been Baltimore.
I was like, I don't know, man. Now they got to go to the Superdome, and now they got, and then the fourth, what was it, 4th-and-2? George Kittle?
Yep. Which was crazy because they had the 4th down against the Saints late in the game. And they just did that thing where they bunch a formation up and they tried to throw this little pop pass into the middle. It's like, everybody's already there.
Yeah.
Like, what? And then they lost that game to the Falcons because George Kittle fumbled.
Oh, man.
That was so brutal. All Kittle had to do was fall forward for a first down, and he dove and lost the ball.
It's much like Roger Craig.
George Kittle stinks. No.
It reminds me, it's just like Roger Craig. If Roger Craig wouldn't have fumbled, the repeat was inevitable.
Hey, and then you had, oh my God, there were so many unbelievable games. And then you had the week 16 game against the Rams, where it was Goff versus Jimmy, and Jimmy had the two long ass third down completions.
That was a Saturday night game.
Yes.
Yeah, they moved that one to Saturday night. Yeah, that was. Ooh, I got a memory for that one. I'll say during I don't want to be a killjoy.
I can't wait.
No, it's that. Look, I'm gonna say it, and you're gonna be like, damn.
No, it's gonna be perfect because I gotta familiarize myself with exactly how this went for. Oh my God, Jimmy, 16 of 27, 248, a touchdown and two picks. He took six sacks. Like, brother,
they were about to get lit up. Fred Warner got that pick at the half, and that kind of saved things.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's a good rant.
I'll say it on there real quick before we go. That was the day my father passed away.
Oh, dang, dude.
Yeah. See what I'm saying? Let's go to break.
Can I be done for today?
Let's go to break.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.